gold finger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear.
Gold, Mr. Bond. Good evening. Jeff Bennett here with an installment of, well, the edge of protecting your wealth on this Tuesday evening. This has been an interesting 24 hours, to say the least. And each day becomes more and more interesting, not always in a good way, but then again, not always in a bad day. I've had a category on Morgana Precious Metals for many, many years. Now, the category theoretically still exists, entitled Double Eagle Headlines. Double Eagle refers to old U.S. $20 gold pieces. They're referred to as a double eagle. An eagle was a $10 gold piece, etc. Over the last couple of months or the last month or so, I've been kind of titling this at the top each day, end of the line, question mark, with the date, etc. Today's become a little bit more interesting. I've headlined it, Blow It Out Your Gas. That's G-A-S. Now, obviously, some of you pick up on the warped sense of humor, but then one must maintain some of that or they'll go nuts. Look what's going on with oil. My God, people, we've watched over the last few months, we've watched oil go from over $60 a barrel to earlier today, less than zero. Now, it's currently $9.06 a barrel. Now, what is that? Six, seven times loss? Something of that nature. We're sitting on about 1/7 of what a barrel of oil was selling for 7-8 months ago. I'm throwing a little bit of a dart, a little guesswork on the time frame, but gasoline hasn't dropped that much at the pump. As of a week ago, I read that a gallon of wholesale gas was something like 25 cents. A gallon. That's it. All right, so at 25 cents, they're going to sell it at some kind of a profit. I don't know what the profit is. But it goes to show that the federal and the state taxes are insanely outrageous. And then depending upon where your gas station is, there's some city tax that goes in there. And if the stuff is imported, there's probably some excise tax of some kind. I don't know. Gasoline case, this kind of a tank, and wow, I went by a station today, they're down to 220 something. That's nothing. It means the states and the cities and the counties are not willing to give up their tax. In other words, you're paying a certain tax for a gallon of gas no matter what it's worth. It's insane, people. Dow Jones Industrial dropped 630-odd points, almost 632 today, at 23,018. S&P 500 was down almost 87. It's a farce. NASDAQ off nearly 300, down to 8263. Global Dow off less than 5. But then they're functioning right now. Gold is moving around. They tell us we're at 1706 gold right now, for spot gold. And yet I go elsewhere and I look at 1686. So there's a $20 difference between what Kitco says versus what the international markets say. Because keep in mind, even though our markets are closed, gold never closes. Never. Nor does silver. Rhodium is taking a kick in the pants again, down to $4,500. Palladium off $239 today at $1,848 an ounce. Oh, that's right. Car sales are tanking. Platinum off $3 at $745. Silver, well, theoretically off 4 cents at $1,482. But you see, that's all a joke. Let me share with you. And it's been, I think, since last Thursday, we came on the air and have continued to reiterate a particular offering for silver. Now, I'm not getting into a sales pitch here, but I want to share some things with you. People are having a greater and greater time, a difficulty in determining why, when I go on the air with a silver offer, the only silver offer that I am able to make right now in a low to moderate price range. Now, you know, you want to talk to me about full boxes of 500 ounces of Eagles or Maple Leafs or Britannias or even silver Canadian Maple Leafs. It's going to cost you. Forget spot. Spot doesn't mean a damn thing. I can't control that. You know, and I'm sure some people are not picking up the phone calling because they think I'm gouging. Let's talk a little bit about gouging for a second. Let's talk about, and I share this with you not as a sales pitch. That's not my point. But it's to make a point. It's to get you to understand what we are up against out here, okay? And it's very, very interesting. That's not the one I'm looking for. See, I'm going down a direction that I wasn't planning on going to today, but I think it needs to be said. So let's do this. I'm going to open this up. Let's talk about this. I had a truck driver contact me last night. And we started talking about, you know, he'd heard the ads last week for the silver, for the 1/10 ounce rolls of silver. There's 50 1/10 ounce silver coins in a roll. Each one weighs 1/10 of an ounce. With 50 of them, that means you've got 5 ounces of silver to a roll. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking at $160 per roll. Wait, $160 for 5 ounces of silver? Bennett, are you out of your freaking mind? Well, man, it's pretty expensive. What does that work out to be? Where's my calculator? Now, keep in mind, 10th-ounce pieces, fractional-sized gold or silver pieces, always cost you more than what it would cost you to buy a 1-ounce piece, okay? So we take the $160, divide it by 5 ounces, you come up with $32 an ounce. Well, Bennett, you just told us that silver is $14 and some odd cents an ounce. Yeah. That's what figure that's used to sell ounces of silver on Wall Street. Paper ounces, not real ounces, not silver you're going to take possession of. Now, keep in mind, if you came to me and said, I want a box of 1-ounce silver pieces, I'll tell you right now, you're going to be paying in the very, very low $20 an ounce parameters. So, the truck driver, you know, made a commitment last night to make a purchase, and cool guy. We had some really interesting back and forth conversations, and he understands. Now, I gave him a fairly intense description, similar to the one I'm giving you now, but not as in-depth. So I was out doing a little bit of searching today, just for fun, okay? And I went to one of the other websites that I search, and you're sitting there complaining that I'm charging, you know, $3.20 per coin. Per coin! Now, let's put it this way. With one exception, every sale that I've made in these rolls of 1/10-ounce silver pieces has been under 500 coins. Under 500 coins. If you go to one of the biggest retail operations in this country, and I'm going to tell you exactly who it is. It's APMEX. APMEX. And you research the 1/10-ounce silver round for under 500 pieces, you will pay $4.69. If you purchase less than 100 pieces, in my case, that would be less than two rolls, you would pay $4.99. And you're complaining to me about paying $3.20? That's insane, people. Absolutely pure insanity. I can't control the difference in the manipulation of spot between Wall Street and the real market. Do you people understand what a shortage is? A shortage is when you go to your grocery store and you're accustomed to paying, $5 or $6 for a package of 4 to 6 rolls of toilet paper. And now it's $11 and $12. I told you about walking into, you know, typically I usually go to Costco for our toilet paper. And it seems to me that in that package I get, I can't think of what it is. 5 times 6. Okay, I get 30 rolls of toilet paper. Now, it happens to be the Kirkland brand. I like it. It's thicker. No, I don't mean the paper's thicker. It's not Pocahole, but it is a thicker paper. It's wider. It's wound around more. They're very large rolls. 30 rolls in that thing. 5 packages of 6 rolls each, okay? Oh, by the way, it's full width. You remember that? Remember the days when they started narrowing the rolls and all of a sudden you're wondering how come there's so much space on your toilet paper hanger thing? I would pay $16 for that thing. $16 for 30 rolls of toilet paper at Costco. Walked into Home Depot last week. I haven't even been able to get into Costco lately. I'm not standing in line out in the sun doing all that garbage. So I go into Home Depot to get something else. I need some paint supplies and things. We're doing some fairly intense renovation on our home that's got cracks in it on the stucco. And, you know, the house is 82, it's just 20-some-odd years old. 28 years old, I guess. So we need to do some patching work and stuff. Anyway, walk into Home Depot. Son of a gun, they got a whole thing full of toilet paper right inside the front door. There's maybe 12 rolls in it for $22. So don't talk to me about my very fair pricing on the silver when you're getting your buns wiped at the grocery store buying toilet paper. Oh, there's still places that are more honest that have greater integrity than that. But I've shared with you specific things that I see out there. Yeah, I still, for now, have access to some of those 10-ounce rolls. I have to go either tomorrow or Thursday and pick up a load. And depending on a number of things, I may go ahead and have them put some more aside for me. People just don't get it. They refuse to pay the price because, I can buy 1 ounce for this. Yeah, where can you do that? I had a gentleman who called me earlier today. He wants to buy 5 ounces, 5 1-ounce rounds. I can't get him 5 1-ounce rounds. None of my suppliers are going to bother to ship me 5 1-ounce rounds. My local guy does not have 5 1-ounce silver rounds I can buy. But he can buy a tube of these things, which have 5 ounces in them. He says, well, wait, there's another advantage to it. They're small. They're barterable. They're spendable. That's right. Some things to keep in mind. Oh, yeah. They're blowing it out our gas, all right. And now we've got gasoline down to those outrageously low rates at the wholesale level and on contract. Let's see if you can fill your pump. You go down in the South, go down to Alabama and Arkansas and places like that and find out how much you can buy gas. One of my friends said 99 cents last night. And yet out here, we're still running between 2.25 and 2.49. Oh, but it costs all that money to get it over here from California. Is that right? How much of it comes up from Mexico? How much comes down from Canada? There's got to be an average somewhere. Well, it must be the taxes, right? Yeah. It's simply unbelievable. And so What do massive losses in oil mean for the price of gold? I mean, oil has seen some shocking losses this week. Weakest level on record. West Texas Intermediate plunged below $5 a barrel yesterday. A 76% plunge in one day. And it was down again today. It actually got below zero. They'd have had to pay you to take the stuff. But then they say, well, there's no limit to the downward or downside to prices when inventories and pipelines are full. Oh, you know why that is? Because people aren't on the road. I don't care what time of the day or night I go on the road. They're open. I can boogie. I can get down the road and not have people jamming in front of me and pushing me off to the side of the road. All those contracts are involved, and, you know, no place to go but down. Now, as all this began to happen, we saw gold prices once again briefly breach that critical $17 an ounce level yesterday morning. Gold bulls had the firm overall near-term technical advantage amid price uptrends in place on the daily, weekly, and monthly charts. The bulls' next upside price objective is to produce a close-in June futures above solid resistance at 1,800. The bears' next near-term downside price objective is pushing future prices below $1,650 an ounce. The whole thing is ridiculous. Gold's up one day, it's down the next, the same thing with the silver, and it goes on and on and on. Do you smell a rat in all of this? We're being controlled. We're being manipulated. Everything we do. More and more cities are having marches saying, we're done. We're not staying locked up like prisoners in our own homes. If you begin to do some studies about all of this, the longer you remained in your home with the same 4 and 5 and 6 people or whatever it happens to be, the less healthy it becomes. And now we've got all these coronavirus lockdowns. Thousands of U.S. businesses that were shut down are going to be closed permanently. Permanently! As we began speaking late last week, more than 22 million Americans have filed claims for unemployment benefits. Economists are telling us the U.S. economy is contracting at the fastest rate we have seen since the Second World War. Well, we're in the early stages of World War III, folks, and most people are too dumb and ignorant to realize it. We're starting to see high-profile companies move toward bankruptcy. But the real story is what's happening to thousands upon thousands of small and mid-sized businesses because of the lockdowns. with the restaurants being closed and the limited hours and grocery stores and markets, etc. That's why they're dumping all the milk in the fields. I saw images a couple weeks ago that complete loads of business that were at the, you know, the farm or up in the tanks or whatever was being dumped down the sewer system. A lot of these businesses out here were barely surviving before this. And now, back to the oil. This price collapse. Just one more sign that economic activity is crashing dramatically all over this world. My friends, the insanity that we're witnessing in the financial markets, that's difficult to believe enough. When someone told me the price of oil had fallen below minus $30 a barrel on Monday, I initially didn't think that it was even possibly true. Well, I always knew it was going to was theoretically possible that the price of oil could go into negative territory, but we'd never seen such a thing ever happen before. We knew that a crunch was coming as futures contracts expired. But who ever expected this extreme carnage that we witnessed yesterday and even again today? And yet, the banks? The banks are getting ready for a huge surge in loan losses, baby. Loan loss charges at six big American banks reached a total of $25.4 billion in the first quarter alone. That's a 350% surge in collective provisions between Bank of America, Citigroup, Morgan the Pirate, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. Charges soared to levels not seen since the financial crisis. And the change illustrates how banks are ramping up reserves to deal with anticipated loan problems among their clients, as top economists warn the world economy has already fallen into recession. So let's see. If the banks are losing money on failed loans, why can't they just write it off? I mean, they've made more than a profit on everybody over the years anyway. Like any other business, you write the loss off. Tough beans. But no, they're going to go to the government and expect the government to go ahead and kick the bucks in to help cover their losses. Because the banks control Wall Street, or Wall Street controls the banks, and collectively they control the governments and the monies, and So how far is our economy going to plunge during this lockdown? You know, it's been interesting to watch this. It's not that I get all excited and wet in the pants over it, all that kind of nonsense. But the fact of the matter is, at my age, I will never see the goodness in anything again, except maybe people. No one's ever been through an economy where enormous shifts have occurred from one day to the next, shutting down part of the economy, but also generating sectors that are vastly more vibrant than ever before. Monthly or quarterly economic indicators leave us in the dark because they lag just too far behind. And they're at the moment largely useless. What we need is high-frequency data, daily and weekly, that track this shifting economy in near real time. Let me give you an example. There's been an enormous boom in e-commerce. But we won't get e-commerce data for first quarter until mid-May, for the second quarter until August. Best Buy reported last week its online sales had surged by 250%, but that it was about to furlough 51,000 hourly store employees as stores were closed to customers, allowing only for curbside pickup. That duality is now widespread, and it impacts the economy in very strange ways. Oh, and I had to go to What is today? Tuesday? Was it yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday morning, I got up and I was out of my orange juice, a couple other things I needed. I ran to Wally World. I hate that store, but they're the only ones that carry the orange juice that I want in the size container that I want it, which is, you know, the 1 gallon jet. So I get in that place, I get into Walmart, and I'm walking through the store, and here's a couple of fat little piggies over by the electronics section. And obviously they must have got their stimulus money, and they're over there buying a brand new 60-inch television. People don't get it. What's the matter? Your 50 wasn't big enough? Your 46 isn't enough to be able to go home and watch your stuff? You got to have a 60 now? Ladies, in about a month, you're going to wish to hell you kept that money. Now, I got to say this. Grocery stores and supermarket sales, which are normally the epitome of slow and steady growth, tied to inflation and population growth, are booming. Kroger reported a 30% surge in identical retail supermarket sales without fuel. Now, when I say without fuel, Kroger out here in Arizona is called Fry's, who also has gas stations. Anything having to do with working at home, including hardware sales, is booming. Everything and anything is online is booming, as are the sectors that make it all work, including delivery services. And there's other sectors that are suddenly hot. Other parts of the economy have essentially collapsed. Near zero revenues, sit-down restaurants, sports and entertainment events. The entire travel and accommodation industries, including airlines and hotels. Good, let's go back to the days before Lindbergh, okay? We'll just start taking the trains again. How about a stagecoach, huh? Now, some manufacturing plants are operating, but an awful lot of others are not. Much of the construction industry is shut down. Housing and auto sales are ongoing, but at far, far lower levels. Supply chains are misaligned, insufficient for the surging activity at supermarkets and e-commerce, but useless for commercial venues such as restaurants and schools that have all been shut down. Oh, that's right, no schools. That's one of the other reasons milk sales are way off. Now, there have been shortages of meat at certain grocery stores. But meat meant for restaurants is stuck because the meat packers and middlemen for the restaurant and cafeteria industry are either not part of the long-established supply chains of large supermarkets, or the packaging and quality is inappropriate for supermarkets. So a lot of smart people are trying to resolve those supply chain issues, as it should be. Now, agriculture is operating mostly, although we've certainly seen stories over the last month or so of complete crops being annihilated, just buried, destroyed, stuck in the ground. No schools, no restaurants, fewer sales in broccoli and corn and beans and other things like that. As we already know, oil drilling has collapsed because the demand for oil has collapsed. The entire supply chain to the oil and gas sector, including the equipment manufacturing sector, the services supporting it, have all come to a halt. Oh, consumers are still spending money. They're spending less. They're spending it in different ways. Unless you go to Walmart in the electronics section and watch those televisions get sold. Estimating where the gross domestic product will be in an economy that has shifted so suddenly and so dramatically, and where activity in many sectors has plunged from one day to the next, is going to be tough. Stick around, or when we come back. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You say my opinions are not fact. I want to ask you, is it opinion in the death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in? Slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's fall now. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't stand it fast. It's a growing business service of people in the street who do not have a job. Open up the bottom fall now. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts. Some people in the street
job over nothing. The bottom falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts. Well, you know the bottom's falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks.
Oh, holy moly.
Well, you know the bottom's falling out.
Sorry for that long delay. I had to go to the library and then check on something else. Hey, it's gone crazy. Well, I think we've commented enough on that particular issue. It's crazy. Claims for unemployment are expected to wind up at another 25 to 30 million before it's over and done with. You know, during the Great Recession of what, 10 years ago, whenever it was, you know what it reached then? About 10 million. We're already over that. And it's going to keep on growing, people. It's time to wake up. How far will it plunge? It's going to keep on plunging. Oh, and they did it again. The U.S. Senate passed a $484 billion coronavirus funding bill. Oh, yeah, they did this, last Thursday. Another interim, they call it, which means they'll be back. They did it by voice vote, following over a week of delay by the demon craps. The bill passed 12 days after McConnell was blocked from passing his $250 billion clean PPP bill. I just call it a PPP bill. Democrats demanded additional funding for state governments and hospitals. $322 billion of the new package is going to go towards replenishing the Paycheck Protection Program. That's PPP. Of which roughly $60 billion will be doled out by small lenders and community banks. What, you mean I got to go get a loan to survive? And someday have to pay it back? I'll pack up and leave, man. I'll hit the road, Jack. Screw this house. Let them have it. They can have it all. Oh, the rest of the bill includes $75 billion for hospitals. Okay, that I agree with. $60 billion for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. That's designed to help small businesses and communities in undeserved areas. And $25 billion more to expand testing. Now, let me see. Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program to help small businesses and communities. Number one, how much can you possibly get? Number two, why do I want to dump more? I want to borrow more money to service a business that's dying anyway, thanks to this crap, and stick myself further in the hole. $25 billion to expand testing? Well, they don't need to do that. Call Bill Gates. He's done all the testing. He may have funded the development of this stupid virus to begin with, but all of a sudden he's got a vaccine for it. Wow. Guy's not a politician. He's damn sure not a freaking doctor. Oh, by the way, not included was $150 billion in aid for state and local governments, which was sought by the Democrats for other nefarious reasons. It's not going to get any better, people. Either not for a long time or for the rest of our lives. We will never, ever, ever see the America that we all grew up in. You can forget about your boats out on the river and out on the lakes on the weekend. Forget about that new car. Besides, who needs a new Cadillac anyway, okay? You know, and it goes on and on and on. A good friend of mine, I say a good friend, I met her and her family once for a week on a cruise in 2014. Well, the guy she had, unbeknownst to me, had just married, and this was designed to be like a honeymoon cruise, was a total jerk of a human being. They didn't last very long. But I've kind of been online through the marriage of her eldest son and his wife, who I also met on that cruise. They got engaged on that cruise. Their youngest son, who loved going upstairs to eat the cheap hamburger joint instead of the food that the cruise line was serving, except that the cheap burgers were better than what the cruise line was serving. Of the, 12 or 14 people that were traveling in our group, I'm the only one that smokes, of course. Always got to go down to third deck and check on the camel. Well, turns out she did, too. And so Andrea and I would meet on deck all the time. It was never planned. We'd just be there and look and just start laughing. And the kids would come down to shoot the breeze with us. We had a great time. And she's got a cruise tentatively set up to go down to Mexico in July. Well, hell, Mexico has probably been cleaner. Nearly 7 centuries ago, in the mid-1300s, the first major outbreak of a bubonic plague forced Europeans into some of the harshest social distancing measures in history up to that point in time. As Boccaccio wrote in the Decameron in the year 1353, the hysteria was so extreme that brother abandoned brother, fathers and mothers refused to see and tend to their children as if they'd not even been theirs. But when people sensed the worst was over, they slowly came out of their homes. There was no grand reopening of an economy like some department stores suddenly under new management. People remained highly mistrustful of one another. They continued to avoid even the most basic interactions with friends and family and professional colleagues. Remember, this is the 1300s. Commerce was slow. The economy remained depressed for years. And just when it seemed the situation was finally beginning to improve, the plague struck again in 1360 and again in 1374. Medieval Europeans quickly realized that if there was just a single rat left on the planet carrying the disease, then another wave of the pandemic could begin anew. All of which made it next to impossible for anything to ever return to normal. Only a handful of industries flourished after the plague. People still needed to eat, of course, so agriculture did well. And as more people remained in relative isolation, science began to advance at a pace never seen in Western Europe. But most industries suffered immeasurably. Commercial trade dwindled. Italy's woolen textile industry practically ceased to exist. Many prominent banks in Europe collapsed. And there were even government debt defaults. Well, my friends, today our circumstances are obviously different. The world has some of its brightest minds working to eradicate this pandemic, and they have a pretty great track record. But then get Big Pharma involved with it, and all they're looking to do is rake in the shekels. But there are a lot of challenges we all have to deal with. But we're still able to produce certain goods and services, ship them across the globe, order online for home delivery. But there's some similarities that are going to be difficult to ignore. Right now, most people are barricaded in their homes while policymakers wait for this virus to die off. But that's not how biology works. Just like in the 1300s, even if there is still a single carrier of this so-called virus remaining, then the whole thing begins over again and over again and over again, because that person, according to what we're hearing, transmits the virus to 2 to 3 other people, and those people transmit the virus to 2 or 3 other people, and the exponential growth curve begins again and again. Lockdowns don't kill off the virus, if there is such a thing. They just reset the clock. But why haven't stories like this been told throughout all the other pandemic flus that hit us every single year in this country and around the world. But maybe it's the same thing. Maybe they just changed the name. Maybe they've finally gotten us so used to this kind of thing that it's easier for us for them to tell us to stay in our homes and put a mask on. What happens if there's a second wave of outbreaks? Do we all go on lockdown for another 2 months and send the economy into another tailspin? And even when they do lift the lockdowns, countless industries will be hideously disfigured. Do we really expect crowded bars and airplanes and sports stadiums and shopping malls to return to normal? Frankly, crowded bars would be one of the healthiest damn things you could ever come across. And forget the beer. Nobody gets beer. They get high-quality bourbon. They get scotch. They get Cabassier. They get brandy. You know, Cabassier's cognac. One of several. That kind of stuff will bring greater health to you than one can imagine. I'm not talking about going out and getting drunk, but come on, man. Tomorrow night's Wednesday. I want to be out at the bar enjoying some blues. Not a single person in that bar had any concern about picking up coronavirus by bumping fists or grabbing a microphone that somebody else had just drooled all over. Oh, it's a blues jam, man. We're down here to enjoy what little of life is still left. Hey, office space, I think, is going to take a huge hit. Because more and more, we're finding that big businesses are downsizing. And maybe it's going to be permanent. They're going to be able to reduce their workforces and cut back on office space because their people can be working from home. Even Disney has acknowledged they're going to be reducing office space. You know, it's hard to imagine that trend won't have a major impact on the entire commercial real estate industry. Agents to construction companies to property owners to the banks who own the mortgages. Retail stores have been totally vanquished. The bankruptcies are piling up, which is all going to impact millions of workers in the retail sector, trigger a wave of defaults against the banks who loan money to retail giants. And as we talked about earlier in the day, we saw the price of crude oil crashing below a dollar. Yeah, it's fair to say low oil prices are going to force a lot of oil companies out of business. And that will impact workers in the sector who stand to become unemployed. And yes, the banks who loan money to the oil companies. According to a recent report from investment firm KBW, some banks like Oklahoma-based BOK Financial have more than 100% of bank equity tied up in loans just to oil companies. And there's good people, smart people that have been writing about this stuff since the very outset of this so-called pandemic. Yeah, folks, there's going to be banks that don't make it. They simply will not be able to withstand the loan losses. And with people not working, they ain't going to have no damn money to put in that bank anyway. It's not just the energy sector. Banks with loans to retail companies can take a hit. Banks with commercial real estate loans can take a hit. Banks' consumer loan portfolios will undoubtedly take a hit as millions of newly unemployed people stop paying their bills. And they're more than likely even be sovereign debt defaults, and banks will take a huge hit from those. There's more than $250 trillion worth of debt worldwide, much of it owned by the banks. And if only 1% of that debt goes to zero, a number of banks will not survive. And if you think bank failures are not possible, please remember that oil prices hit minus $40 a barrel yesterday. Nobody thought that was possible. And yet it happened. Every scenario is possible. All of which leads me to a central idea. Now, I don't know if the stock market's going to rise or fall. I don't know what's going to happen to oil prices. But I got a strong suspicion that government and central banks are going to keep working together, printing incomprehensible sums of money to bail everyone out, especially the banks. This whatever it takes, monetary policy could come at an extremely steep price. And the last thing politicians give a damn about right now is the value of the currency. History tells us that inflation is almost always the preferred tool of a government in crisis. If they got to conjure $10 trillion out of thin air to bail out the economy, they'll do it. Even if it wrecks the currency. It's an enormous implication worth preparing for today. These are the reasons, my friends, that we buy gold, that we buy silver. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. We talked about silver acquisitions a little earlier. Yes, I've got access to some silver right now, probably more than I'm admitting to. But some of that more than I'm admitting to comes with some stipulations. I still have access to 1 ounce and quarter ounce gold pieces and maybe some half ounces, some tenths. We're talking American Eagles. We're talking some Maple Leafs. I can get Krugerrands, you know. Don't call me and want to buy one Krugerrand. I don't have a supplier that can do that right now. They're not going to do it. Why would they take 10 orders for a 1 ounce Krugerrand when they can get one order for 10 of them? That's the mentality they're taking. But I am willing to stick my neck out as relates to the small rolls of silver that I can get. If all you can afford is one roll of those, it's 5 ounces of silver. They're all 1/10 ounce pieces. Based upon the last price I had, this could change by tomorrow. $160 a roll, $8 on the freight. Okay? If you're interested, send me an email. You can do that through our website, MorganaPreciousMetals.com. Get to the site, scroll down on the right, Kettle Moraine Limited, our address, everything is down there. But you want to send me an email or you want to send me a text. You send me a text, just at least let me know what your first name is and how many of those rolls you want. That's not $8 a roll shipping. You know, that's $8 per order. To an extent, once I hit a third roll, I've got to charge $12. But I can get 10 or 12 rolls out for that same $12. Okay? So let's just leave it at a flat $12 and let it go with that. You don't have to figure the equation. You want to talk about larger amounts of silver? You want to buy some bars? I've got access to some of those. What size right this minute? One of my guys had some 1 ounce bars here recently. If you want silver rounds, if you want name brand stuff, let me know that. I can get you full boxes. Maybe I can get you half a box. I'll work for you. It's your money. I don't want to play with it. I'll get the best price I can get for you. Give us a call later. Shoot us a text. The text is better. That way I can get it and be on calls and I can get back with you pretty quickly. You take care of yourself. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Thursday might be a funky day. I'm not sure yet. Some things are going on. But who knows? The whole world might implode before then. Y'all have a good evening, will you? Bye-bye. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with ignorance and legitimate excuses, the rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have too much, but we're taking our chances, say.
I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak of. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door. Say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chances. Say I sang it 20 years and a day, 'cause nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.